This is the Sakamuli of the 20th of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, in order to receive love from the Father, sit in soul consciousness. Remain in the happiness that you are receiving your inheritance of heaven from the Father. Question, what incognito effort do you Brahmins make at the confluence age in order to change into angels? Answer, you Brahmins have to make the incognito effort to remain pure. At the confluence age, you children of Brahma are brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters cannot have impure vision for one another. You husbands and wives, even while living together, have to consider yourselves to be Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. By having this awareness, you become completely pure and you then become angels. Om Shanti. Sweetest children, while sitting here, consider yourselves to be souls. You children also have to explain the secret to others. When you children sit here in soul consciousness, you will have love for the Father. Baba is teaching us Raja Yoga. We are claiming our inheritance of heaven from Baba. To have this remembrance throughout the day requires effort. Because you repeatedly forget this, your mercury of happiness becomes dull. Baba cautions you, children, sit here in soul consciousness. Consider yourselves to be souls. This meeting now is of souls and the Supreme Soul. This meeting also took place previously. When did it take place? It must definitely have been at the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. Today, Baba is going to explain a topic to you children. You definitely have to take up a topic. The highest on high is God. Then, as you come down, there are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar, the Father and the deities. Human beings do not know what Shiva's connection with Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar is. No one knows their life stories. The picture of the Trimurti is very well known. These three are deities. However, there couldn't be a religion of just three. A religion is of a large number, the deity religion. They are residents of the subtle region. Above them is Shivbaba. The main ones are Brahma and Vishnu. The father explains, now you have to take up the topic of how Brahma becomes Vishnu and how Vishnu becomes Brahma. Just as you say that you have changed from Shudras into Brahmins and are changing from Brahmins into deities, so it is like that for them too. First of all, Brahma becomes Vishnu, and then Vishnu becomes Brahma. They say that each soul is the Supreme Soul, and that the Supreme Soul is each soul. That is wrong. It cannot be like that. Therefore, explain this topic very clearly. Some say that God entered the body of Sri Krishna. If he were to come in the body of Sri Krishna, there would be no part for Brahma to play. Sri Krishna is the first prince of the Golden Age. How could there be impure ones there for him to come and purify? That is completely wrong. Only the Maharati, serviceable children, understand these things. It doesn't sit in the intellect of anyone else. The topic, how Brahma becomes Vishnu and how Vishnu becomes Brahma, is first class. His life story has to be given because they have a connection. That is how you must begin. Brahma becomes Vishnu in a second. It takes 84 births for Vishnu to become Brahma. This is something to be understood very clearly. You now belong to the Brahmin clan. Where did the Brahmin clan of Prajapita Brahma go? A new world is needed for Prajapita Brahma. The new world is the golden age. Prajapita doesn't exist there. Prajapita cannot exist in the Iron Age either. He exists at the Confluence Age. You are now at the Confluence Age. You have become Brahmins from Shudras. The father has adopted Brahma. No one knows how Shiv Baba created this one. The picture of the creator, Shiva, doesn't appear in the Trimurti. So how could you know that God is the highest on high and that all the rest are his creation? The Brahmin community is here. Therefore, Prajapita is surely needed here. He cannot exist in the Iron Age. He cannot exist in the Golden Age either. It is remembered, salutations to the Brahmins and the deities. Where do those Brahmins belong? Where does Prajapita Brahma belong? It would surely be said that he must belong to the Confluence Age. This is the most auspicious Confluence Age. This Confluence Age is not mentioned in any of the scriptures. The Mahabharata War also took place at the Confluence Age, not in the Golden Age or the Iron Age. The Pandavas and Kauravas exist at the Confluence Age. You Pandavas belong to the Confluence Age, and the Kauravas belong to the Iron Age. God's versions are written in the Gita. You are the Pandavas, the deity community. You have become spiritual guides. Your pilgrimage is spiritual. You travel with your intellects. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. People go on physical pilgrimages and then return home. Those pilgrimages have been going on for half a cycle. It is only once that you go on this pilgrimage of the Confluence Age. Once you return home up there, you will not come back to this land of death. Having become pure, you will then enter the pure world. And this is why you are now becoming pure. You know that you now belong to the Brahmin community. You will then become the deity community, the community of Vishnu. In the Golden Age, the deities belong to the community of Vishnu. There is the image of the four-armed Vishnu there, from which you can recognize that is the community of Vishnu. Here, they have the image of Ravan, and that symbol shows it is the community of Ravan. When you speak on this topic, people will be amazed. You are now studying Raja Yoga in order to become deities. You Brahmins are the mouth-born children of Brahma. You have become Brahmins from Shudras. You have been adopted. You are Brahmins here, and you will then become deities here. A dynasty only exists here. A kingdom is also called a dynasty. There is the dynasty of Vishnu. You cannot say that there is a dynasty of Brahmins. It is called a dynasty when several kingdoms continue one after another. You children know that you are now the decoration of the Brahmin clan. You will then become deities. You Brahmins will enter the clan of Vishnu. From the clan of Vishnu, you will go into the warrior moon dynasty clan, then into the merchant clan, and finally the Shudra clan. You will then become Brahmins again, then deities. The meaning is very clear. Look what they have shown in their picture. We Brahmins are to become the masters of the land of Vishnu. You shouldn't become confused about this. In order to write an essay on the topic that Baba gives you, you have to churn how you can explain to others so that they become amazed and understand that your explanation is very good. No one but the ocean of knowledge can explain this. Churn the ocean of this knowledge and then write about it. Then read it over and think about what further words you should add. In the early days, Baba used to write the Murli down and put it in your hands. You would then relate that to others. You are living here with Baba, but you now have to go out and tell these things to people there. This topic is very wonderful. No one knows how Brahma becomes Vishnu. Just as Brahma is portrayed at the end of the umbilical cord of Vishnu, so they have also portrayed Nehru at the end of the umbilical cord of Gandhi. However, there has to be a dynasty. There can't be a kingdom of the Brahmin clan. The Brahmin clan then becomes the deity dynasty. Then you enter the moon dynasty and then the merchant dynasty. Each dynasty continues in this way. The Golden Age is a viceless world, whereas the Iron Age is a vicious world. Even these two words are not in anyone's intellect. Otherwise, it would definitely enter their intellects how we change from vicious to viceless. Human beings neither know the viceless ones nor the vicious ones. It is now explained to you that deities are viceless. You would never have heard of Brahmins being called viceless. That new world is viceless, whereas this old world is vicious. Therefore, the confluence age definitely has to be shown. No one knows about this age. People celebrate the auspicious month of charity. Every 3 years, they celebrate for 1 month. You celebrate this one confluence age every 5,000 years. Human beings don't understand accurately what a soul is or what the Supreme Soul is. They just say that a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. That's all. It is shown that Ramakrishna, Paramahansa's disciple, Vivekananda, used to say that he would sit in front of his guru. People do concentrate on their gurus. The father says, "Now, constantly remember me alone." It is not a question of trance. He would remember his guru anyway. Is it that he would only remember him when he especially sat in remembrance of him? Because of his faith, he believed that his guru was God. Therefore, he saw that soul leave that body of his guru and enter his own body. There is no question of where his own soul went or what happened after that. That's all. He was just happy that he had had a vision of God. He didn't know who God was. The father says, explain the picture of the ladder. That is the path of devotion. You know that one boat is of devotion and that the other is the boat of this knowledge. This knowledge is separate from devotion. Baba says, I gave you this knowledge in the previous cycle too and made you into the masters of the world. Where are you now? The whole of this knowledge of how the other dynasties come into existence and how the tree grows is in your intellects. Just as you have a bouquet of flowers, so this world tree is like a bouquet of flowers. Your religion is at the center. Three religions emerge, and then all the expansion takes place from those. Therefore, you also have to remember this tree. So many branches and twigs, etc., continue to emerge. There is regard for those who come later. There is the banyan tree. It has no trunk, but the rest of the tree is still standing. The deity religion has finished. It has totally decayed. The people of Bharat don't know their own religion at all. Those of all the other religions know their own religions, or they say that they don't believe in religion at all. There are the four main religions and innumerable smaller ones. It is at this time that you come to know the tree and the world cycle. Even the name of the deity religion has disappeared. The father is now establishing that religion and destroying all the other religions. You should also show people the picture of the cycle, where the golden age is and where the iron age is. There are so many religions in the iron age, but only one religion in the golden age. Who would establish one religion and destroy all the other religions? God would have to carry out this task through someone, would he not? The father says, I establish the original, eternal deity religion through Brahma. Brahmins then become the deities of the land of Vishnu. It is at this confluence age that you Brahmins have to make the incognito effort to become pure. At the confluence age, you are children of Brahma. Therefore, you are brothers and sisters. Brother and sister cannot have impure vision for one another. Both husband and wife consider themselves to be BKs. This requires great effort. There is such attraction between husband and wife that they can't stop themselves from touching one another. Here, you brothers and sisters must not touch one another. Otherwise, there would be the feeling of committing sin. When you forget that you are BKs, everything finishes. incognito effort lies in this. Some of you live together as a couple, but what does anyone else understand about this? They know themselves to be BKs, angels, and that they mustn't touch one another. By following this, they will become angels of the subtle region. Otherwise, they can't become angels. If you want to become an angel, you have to become pure. If such a couple were to emerge, they would become number one. Some complain that Dada experienced everything before he renounced it all at the end. However, it is couples who have to make the most effort. There also has to be this knowledge and yoga. Only when you make many others equal to yourself can you become a great king. It isn't just one thing. The father says, remember Shiv Baba. This is Prajapita. There are even many who say, our connection is only with Shiv Baba. Why should we even remember Brahma? Why should we write him a letter? There are such children. You have to remember Shiv Baba. This is why this Baba doesn't give anyone his photo. Shiv Baba enters him. This one is a bodily being. You children are now receiving your inheritance from the Father. Those gurus call themselves God. What do you receive from them? The people of Bharat have lost so much. The people of Bharat have become completely bankrupt. The government continues to beg from people. They take loans over 20 or 30 years. They won't have to give it back because both the lenders and the borrowers are going to be destroyed. The play will be over. There are many difficulties on their heads. There is a lot of bankruptcy, illness, etc. Some keep their wealth with the wealthy. And then when they, the wealthy ones, go bankrupt, the poor experience so much sorrow. There is sorrow and only sorrow at every step. While someone is sitting somewhere, death comes to him suddenly. This is a land of death. You are now going to a land of immortality. You are to become emperors of that land of immortality. The Lord of Immortality is telling you, Parvatis, the true story of immortality. You know that he is our immortal Baba, and that you are listening to the story of immortality from him. You are now to go to that land of immortality. At the present time, you are at the confluence age. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana. 1. Churn the ocean of knowledge and speak on the topic of how Brahma becomes Vishnu. Keep your intellect busy churning this knowledge. 2. In order to claim a royal status, as well as having this knowledge in yoga, also do the service of making others equal to you. Make your vision very pure. Blessing. May you be tireless and a destroyer of obstacles who experiences all relationships with the One Father. The children who have all relationships with the One Father experience all other relationships just in name. They constantly dance in happiness and never experience tiredness. They are tireless. They are lost in love for the Father and in doing service. Instead of being stopped by obstacles, they are destroyers of obstacles. Because they experience all relationships with the One Father, they remain double light and do not have any burdens. All their complaints have finished, and they experience the complete stage. They have become easy yogis. Slogan: to be attracted to any bodily being, even in your thoughts, is to be unfaithful. Avyakt signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness, be introverted. Astronauts in a space shuttle are able to take a picture of the whole globe because they are so high above. In the same way, with the power of silence, with the space shuttle of introversion, with the power of your mind, you can inspire any souls to become elevated and those of character. Om Shanti.